I'm Jonathan Clark, a developer from the Document Foundation, working on improving language support in LibreOffice. Language support is very important for our project and for the foundation. Many languages are endangered, many are going extinct. I think the saddest thing is when people are forced to use a different language because their software doesn't work in the language they want to use. As developers, I think we have a tremendous opportunity and responsibility to make sure that our projects support everybody's languages. So, what we've been doing is fixing bugs. In the last year, LibreOffice developers have fixed more than 100 bugs directly related to language support. About 34 of them were very, very old. Speak up. If there's one takeaway from this talk, it's that if you tried using LibreOffice a while ago and it didn't work well for you because of your language, because of how we support it, please try a new version. The situation might be much better now. There are too many bug fixes to talk about, so I just wanted to focus on one bug that can help to kind of motivate and explain some of the challenges behind retrofitting good language support into a mature code base. All right, so this is a very old bug in LibreOffice. It's been around since the very beginning. When you change the color of text inside of an English word, the spacing of the letters gets a little bit weird. It's kind of hard to see, so I blew it up and I overlaid the two over there. Now, this bug sat on the back burner for a really long time because it's kind of hard to understand why it's important. It seems like a very minor difference in text. And you can always just tell a user not to do this. But it turns out that LibreOffice actually does this automatically sometimes. For instance, when you're using the track changes feature. And so we can't just tell users not to do it, because we do it. So why does this happen? It's due to a very common assumption made by software developers, especially developers who are most used to the Latin script. We kind of tend to view computers as high concept typewriters that just arrange letters from left to right across the screen. And so, if that's what you believe about text, it leads you to an obvious abstraction. Your graphics library, your graphics code, is responsible for atomically rendering text, pieces of text, in a particular style using a particular font. And the application code is responsible for chopping text up into regions of interest, into stretches of text that share the same font, same style, whatever you have. And this is what this ends up looking like. So we start with our virtual pen at a particular position on screen. We tell our graphics library to draw a string, in this case T, the first letter. We advance our pen to the right by the width of the text that we drew, set the color, then draw the rest of the text, in this case another complete string, and advance the pen again. So now we're ready to draw whatever text comes after this. The problem is that that's not the way that text works. This turns out to be a very bad assumption. Even in English, we use lots of special font features to adjust the positions of characters on the screen to make the text look more attractive. So in software, this is something we call an architecture bug. It's an assumption or a design decision made very early in the project that turns out to be incorrect. When you have an architecture bug, it's very difficult, very expensive to fix. And in this case, fortunately for English text, it's only a minor irritation. You can still understand the text. It just looks a little bit funny. But in software, we have this category of languages called CTL languages. It stands for complex text layout. And the dictionary definition is writing systems where the shapes of the characters, the appearance of the character, changes depending on the context in which that character appears. CTL languages are sadly very often neglected by software projects, treated as an afterthought, but the group includes a number of heavy hitters. If your project doesn't consider the needs of CTL languages, you're giving up billions of potential users. So the canonical example of a CTL language is Arabic script. In Arabic, letters can change shape pretty dramatically depending on where they appear in a word. In this case, you can see here, this is the isolated form. And that's when it appears at the start of a word, in the middle, or at the end. But this isn't an unusual phenomenon, even if you're only familiar with European languages. You can see this example of English cursive. The shape of the letter E changes significantly depending on whether it's connected high or low. Now, if you tried to render the other E in a different word, it would look pretty odd. People might even confuse it for a space in the middle of a word. So the algorithm that I described previously really doesn't handle CTL languages well. I can't read Tamil, but those don't look very similar to me. And so the definition I gave before is kind of vague. It's languages that are heavily affected by context. I think an alternate definition might be a CTL language is one where when you try to use the algorithm that we're talking about, it fails to substantially preserve meaning. And just to make it clear, LibreOffice isn't alone in making this assumption. It's very, very common. Am I out of time?
You have 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Many other software projects make the same assumption, including some very, very popular operating systems made by very big companies. Anyway, too expensive to rewrite all of our application code to fix this bug. So instead, what we can do is just pass more information when we're figuring out what characters to render. In this case, once again, start at the origin. This time, we're going to draw the entire text and just drop the characters that aren't included in this section of the text. And then we repeat the algorithm. At the end, we've successfully laid out the text correctly. Our approach isn't perfect. It can't handle cases where characters are actually rearranged in words, which is something that can happen in CTL languages. But our results are much closer to what someone would expect when they're using these languages. And all this is to say that if you're writing a new software project today, it's very helpful to keep these languages in mind, because it's very difficult to reverse course once you've written a lot of application code.